It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. 4 o'clock. Nope, not 4 o'clock. 3:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris. Hello. Matt Scraby.
Why do you suppose he has an issue with that?
I don't know. I don't know either because the clock is right here, behind me.
I don't know why I said 4 o'clock. Maybe I was.
You were hopeful. Maybe I was hoping
that it was 4 o'clock. By the way, I don't know if you guys just came across my phone. According to Bleacher Report, NFL likely to discuss making the penalty reviewable this offseason.
Yes.
After missed call on Thursday night football.
Yeah. Yeah. People on the Twitter were all on my case.
I'll tell you what.
Because yesterday I said it doesn't matter if we get every call right. Remember, we're talking about baseball umpiring.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing for a ref to miss a call.
A big call, too.
After I just did that. But in that case, I mean, where it's that obvious and there's a game decided, you know, they missed the call. There's no question. But Tony and everybody would agree and what they're saying here, just make it reviewable. It's really not that tough.
Right.
Right, he missed the call. Should have been a face mask, and you move on.
Especially less than 2 minutes. Like, what's the worry about just taking 20 seconds to relook at the play?
They have an eye in the sky referee now for NFL games that can wire down to the ref and say, "Hey, the guy stepped out of bounds at the 41-yard line."
It's an expedited review,
exactly. And the ref will go, "Oh, we stepped out at the 41, and we move on."
So do that for the face mask.
Sure.
You've had bad timing really all week with
Soto's bothering me. He hits the game-winning home run. Anthony Davis bothers me. He scores 36 and 13.
16.
Clay Thompson's
washed up. He has 6 threes last night. It really doesn't matter about replay review. Just deal with it. And then the Vikings get cost the game. I have the touch right now, for sure.
That timing is definitely
not been
legit.
Good.
Just a side discussion we were having about the Padres, because Kevin Acey kind of has some nuggets out today in the union, and he was kind of going over what some of the things AJ Preller was doing. And I started thinking, you know, a lot of talk about DeVries and Salas. I feel sorry for them. Because Jackson Merrill has raised the rookie bar.
Oh boy, no kidding.
Really high. And
that's a good point.
Just think about this. As we talk about our rookies when they come up, and we, you know, in Toddy's case, he was supposed to just transform this organization. And he's lived up to that, I think, in some ways. Jackson Merrill, I don't know that we knew what to expect. We just knew we were hearing a lot of good things. And he probably leveled up, I don't know. We were talking an all-star in his rookie season.
If Ethan Salas were to make the major leagues this coming year, and I don't think that's realistic, but if he did, you're right. Yeah. He'd have to hit 25 home runs for us to feel that, like he did what he was supposed to do.
It's probably great timing that neither of them are close yet, because it does give kind of the chance for the rookie expectations to be dropped, because if they showed up in 2025, it would be a tough one for them.
Well, AC is saying Salas, keeping him in by 2026 in mind, because, you know, Higashioka does want to come back, but they still have to sign him, so they just need to get to like according to AC, possibly 2026, and then they have Salas.
Yeah, that's assuming Salas is on the right track
in 2026.
That's
the theory, but I mean, a million things can happen between now and then.
Yeah.
And then DeVries?
I think it's DeVries.
DeVries, he's also thinking will come up in 2026. Xander Bogaerts plays shortstop for 2025, and then DeVries goes to shortstop when he comes up in 2026.
Why did you ask Tony how to pronounce it?
Yeah,
because I can't remember if it's DeVries or DeVries.
Okay, here's what happened. You said, Tony, is it DeVries or DeVries? Tony said, it's DeVries. Then you said, DeVries.
I thought
like
you said
right
DeVries.
After that.
I said DeVries.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Man.
Right. I said DeVries.
This guy keeps blaming me for everything.
CLIPPRS. That's all I got.
I mean, DeVries, they're both. One last thing. Tell me about this. They're both extremely, extremely young. So is Jackson Merrill. It takes a special person to be like Jackson Merrill.
Yeah.
Do you think that is a learned trait? Or do you just, are you just.
What part?
Just acting like you're a 10-year vet at 20 years old?
That's something you just have, I think.
Wonder if those guys have it.
I mean, and there's a difference between it just being natural and it being forced. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah,
there's a forced version of that with what Jackson does naturally. So there's that. All right. Without further ado, let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We have some bets to review. We also have some bets to make tonight with the World Series. But we got to address this because Nate has patiently put this in the chat twice. Oh, there it is. Don't start Puka, Chris. Puka gets 18 points. Here's what I have to say about this. As much as I love to blame Chris for everything, you still had the opportunity, sir, to start your player.
I also was right there.
And I said,
hey, I wouldn't start him either.
I sat Puka myself. I think there's no way we could have known.
That's just a hang
he was going to be a 100-yard receiver last
night. That's just a big old fat hang with him.
So I defend you, Chris.
And I also gave some reasoning behind my advice. And that was that Vegas had him at only 29.5 yards as his over-under, which will lead you to believe that's about what he'll finish with, because Vegas is usually very close.
That is very true.
But they missed that one by a wide margin.
Yes, they did. All right, Vikings and Rams last night. Vikings were 3-point favorites over the Rams. Chris and I chose the Vikings. Tony chose the Rams, and I put the wrong team that won.
Yes, you did. Buddy.
Rams 30-20.
Believe it.
Total points in the game, over under 47.5. Chris and Tony went under. I went over, and they had 50 points, so it was over. Aaron Jones or Kyren Williams, who had more rushing yards last night? Chris and I said Aaron Jones. Tony said Kyren Williams. Kyren Williams, 97 rushing yards. His score streak still lives. Because he caught
ten games in a row?
I think it's 10 games.
Touchdown.
Aaron Jones only had 58. Cooper Kupp plus Puka Nacua over under 97 receiving yards. Chris and I went over. Tony went under.
I don't know why I went under. I clearly wasn't paying attention.
Kupp had 51. Puka had 106, so that's 157. And then Syracuse at Pitt. Chris and I went Syracuse. Tony went Pitt. This was a terrible game for Syracuse. The quarterback threw 5 interceptions. I believe... three pick sixes. He sacked himself.
That was a headline somewhere.
It was. It was really not good for Kyle McCord. But
he's lucky that he sacked himself, because otherwise you'd be paying attention to three pick sixes?
Yeah. That's ridiculous. I hope I'm saying that. I'm going to go check that, because
that seems insane. No, I think that's about right.
So Pitt wins 41-13, easily beats the spread. Then the Denver Nuggies against the OKC Thunder. Denver minus two.
OKC lived up to the bill.
Yep. It looked like it last night, right?
Chris won the bet. OKC won by 15, 102-87. And then Luka Doncic, points plus rebounds plus assists, over under 48.5. Chris and Tony under, me over. He had 28, 10, and 8 for 46. So you guys win that one. Final bet, Sharks at Kings. Kings minus 1.5 on the puck line. Chris and Tony went Kings. I went Sharkies. Kings won, but only by one goal, 3-2.
So the Sharkies paid off.
Yes.
Pitt did have three pick sixes, according to the box score here.
We are on YouTube, everybody. You can watch us by going to YouTube and searching 97.3 The Fan. You get to see all of our crazy faces as we're yelling at each other. It's fun. Yes. Now, here's...
Go ahead. You have another couple things. Yes, please.
I just have a couple prop bets for us tonight. Now, first home run type spoke to me, even though it's basically throwing a dart.
It's a solo homer or a two-run homer?
Yeah, so you get solo home run, two-run home run, no home run in the game, three-run home run, grand slam, or I guess first
home run. The first home run. Right?
Yes, I guess no home run is weird because they're going to hit at least one home run.
Bet, no, but you could bet this and say that I don't think there'll be a home run.
All right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That would be hard to imagine with these two teams, but you never know, I guess.
Grand slam is plus 3,000, three-run home run plus 750. Two-run home run plus 240, solo home run minus 135. What would you guys think?
So the solo homer is the favorite.
Yes, the favorite.
I think a two-run homer.
Two-run?
Yeah.
Tony says two-run.
Probably, what's his name?
Shohei.
Gleyber Torres singles, and Soto immediately hits a two-run home run just to tick me off even more.
I'll jump in on the two-run then, because that sounds like it's going to happen, actually.
It's probably the way my luck's been going.
Some of the other bets that we have for tonight are... Oh, great.
Did you lose the page?
Yes. I got the entire link, but it didn't take me there. First of game. There we go. Here we are. First RBI of the game. Who do you guys think it would be?
I just said Soto. He's going to hit a two-run homer in the top of the first.
He is plus 750 for the first RBI.
All right.
Tony?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is plus 950. Tony gets a better payout.
All right.
I'm going to go craziness. I'm going to say Max Muncy.
Why not?
Is going to. He's been pretty good.
Doesn't Max Muncy suck?
He does.
Not lately.
No, I'm going to go Max Muncy. Chris goes Juan Soto. Tony goes Mookie Betts.
Okay.
And that's basically all I got.
That's all you got.
Yeah.
There are a million prop bets you can make on the World Series. You can also bet this one, which is Yankees-Dodgers, 9 runs total. Tonight. That's a lot. All the other playoff games have been more in the 7.5 range. 9 runs tonight. I'll go first. With Cole pitching, I think this is the one game the Yankees can keep the Dodgers at bay a little bit. I'll say under. But 9 runs, I mean, the Dodgers have been averaging that by themselves. Tony?
Under.
Under also, okay. Scraby? 9 runs.
Over.
Over. Who lasts longer, innings pitched, Cole or Flaherty? Tony, you're first. Who's in the game longer, Cole or Flaherty?
Cole.
Cole. Scraby?
I agree.
Cole. I think Cole also. Dave Roberts can't wait to get Flaherty out. Shohei Ohtani, runs plus hits plus RBIs, 2.5. Over or under, Scraby.
Oh, gosh.
That's a tough one. Obviously, it's a two-run homer. He'd be over right there, but he's got to do it.
I think he's priming himself to become a legend. Yes, I think I'm going to go over.
Over. I'll say under. I say Cole handles him tonight. Tony?
I say under.
under also, okay?
Right, now I feel great about my bet.
We go to some college football. Boise State and UNLV.
Boise!
These are two of the best teams in the Mountain West, maybe the best two. They're playing tonight in Las Vegas. Boise State on the road is favored by 4. On first, I would say UNLV if they still had that original quarterback. But Boise State's running game should travel well. I'll say giving 4 on the road, I don't like that. I'll take Boise, though. Tony? Boise State, minus 4.
I'm going Boise.
Boise also.
Boise.
Scrab, you want to take the home standing team?
No, because that running back on Boise is really good.
You love that guy. All right.
Yeah, I do.
We're all going Boise there. Tomorrow, Washington State at San Diego State. 57 points is the total. And Tony, you're first. Washington State 6-1. The Aztecs have been in a pair of 51-point games. Their last two games have both been 27-24.
In order for my Aztecs to win, it's going to need to be under
57
points.
Yeah, good call. All right, under, Scrape?
I agree with that.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they can score 30 against Washington State.
What's the spread?
14.5.
Ooh.
I didn't do the spread because I knew we'd all pick the Aztecs.
Is that right?
Well, except for you.
Thank you.
Because you picked against them last week. Lakers are back in action tonight,
they are.
Tony.
Come on into town, Suns.
They're bringing the Suns in. Lakers by 1.5. And I think Scraby's up. Lakers by 1.5 at home.
Bronny's
very good.
Bronny's going to be on the team for this road trip.
Don't start that madness.
So. -9 on the plus minus.
What? Just pick something.
What are you talking about?
Lakers.
I'm going to go Lakers.
Yeah.
Lakers, you're taking. I'm going with Craig Elston's Phoenix Suns.
Oh, I didn't know he was a Suns guy.
It's the coach.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's Budenholzer. I thought you meant he loved the team.
I don't think he does. I'm going to go with Suns. Tony, I know you're going
to
Lakers.
You know what it is. Lake Show, baby.
Here's one. Damian Lillard is home against the Bulls.
Uh-oh.
LaMelo Ball is at Atlanta. Who scores more points tonight? It's my turn. I know Lillard probably stands out, but I'm going to say LaMelo Ball because Atlanta plays some of the highest scoring games in the NBA.
Yeah.
So I'll say LaMelo outscores Lillard tonight. Tony?
Dame Dalla.
You're going with Dame anyway, all right, after my explanation. Scraby?
Sorry.
Did you guys see LaMelo drop an F-bomb on TV like it was nothing yesterday or 2 days ago?
No, I saw
pretty
him.
Great. After he scored like 36 points.
I saw him score 36.
That's why I'm going to choose him.
Going with LaMelo. All right, and this is for Sunday. Dolphins home to Arizona. 49ers home to Dallas. It was announced today that Tua will play. He's cleared concussion protocol. He'll be in the lineup. So which of these two teams scores more points, Tony? The Dolphins or the Niners?
Dolphins versus who?
Miami's home to Arizona. San Francisco's home to Dallas. Who scores more points? Dolphins
I'm
or
going
Niners?
To go Dolphins.
You think, huh? Well, that's very kind of you.
Tua's back.
He is back. Scrape, do you have any faith in your squad, or do you want to...
Yes, I have faith in my squad.
Okay.
But if... it's not been good lately, but I'm going to choose him anyway. If they do that, season's in peril.
The Dolphins have not scored more than 20 points in any game this year.
This is a game.
That even includes with Tua. But Tyreek Hill's just dying to get down the field and catch one.
He can't wait.
Miami. I'll take Miami. Okay, there we go. There's our picks for today. Scraby comes in with a comfortable lead, by the way. He is 14-14, which is
500, which is not great.
No, I'm 8-12.
Ooh, where's
8-12, is that right? No, because it's 28.
I had some wins today.
You're 9-19, Tony, so you're not really
pulling up the rear. That's
you're pulling up the rear. I lost my wait. Here I am. I wrote the wrong 11-17. So none of us are really doing great. But
I'm only two games. I'm only two games behind, Chris. A nice week here can get me back.
Get you back to that. Scraby won last week, by the way. He could go 2 weeks in a row on this.
All right, we
may find something you're good at, Scraby.
Let's get to break. A little late. On the other side, Bronny James will be on the G League bus, and we'll have a little Padre talk for you on the side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
3:25 is the time. Carcello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby. We are on YouTube. You can watch us by going to YouTube, searching 97.3 The Fan. Scraby wants me to read something. There it is. KSON, Country Fest. It's coming up. March 22nd. Might as well plan ahead. Gallagher Square at Petco Park, and it will feature, get this, Justin Moore, Nate Smith, and Warren Ziders.
It says rhyme with
Riders.
Complete it, and then
they're on. Tickets are on sale now at KSON.com.
Okay, what? So I left that in there. A, because Chris needed to know how to read it.
Yeah.
And B, I was hoping he would read
rhymes
with Riders.
No. Come on now.
He didn't though.
I'm a goof, stopped. But I'm not that bad of a goof. All right, so that's coming up. You country music fans,
get out there.
That. Get out there for that. We have, what did we? Oh, yes. Bronny. News Bronny on
James.
Bronny.
Yes, it is.
And this isn't really surprising news.
No.
It really isn't. Although
you know what it does, though? It does poke holes into the theory that somehow LeBron was going to have him on the roster all season long.
And he
was going
to get do that.
Significant minutes. No.
Right.
He's going to the D-League.
Yeah, they're saying that Bronny James is going to be with the Lakers tonight, and then he's going to go on their road trip, which is upcoming to
Cleveland, right?
I think Phoenix, Cleveland, Toronto, Detroit, and Memphis. It's a long trip, 5 games. But on November the 6th, when that's over, he will start shuttling back and forth to the G League. And the reason that they're waiting until then is that the G League season doesn't start until mid-November. So there's really no reason. You can't send him to the G League now. There is no G League.
Right.
So he'll be with the Lakers for the next few weeks, but then he will start going back and forth. LeBron said, I'm just looking forward to seeing him continue to grow and get better, whether it's with us or down in the G League. So that does poke a hole in a lot of your theories, Scraby, I must say.
Well, I didn't have any theories.
You had a lot of theories, and most of these centered around the fact that LeBron runs the Lakers.
Well, he wouldn't send his son to the G League if he
maybe he would. Maybe he thinks his son needs to go to the G League.
Then it should have been a problem in drafting him if that's the case. He was just going to send him to G League.
If you guys would listen to the Scraby Show every once in a while, then you would know that I started Wednesday by saying, it caught me off guard how cool I thought it was that they played together. Like, I did not expect
that with us, huh?
I did not expect to be like, all
you're right. I should have been listening to
this. This is kind of cool.
You liked it, huh?
I did. And that, but
he couldn't help himself. He couldn't just finish the nice thing.
But
he had to go
it
here.
It felt forced.
It was forced.
Okay.
They got it out the way. Fine. Yeah. Because he played for like 3 minutes and then he sat right. down and rested.
Yeah. If we can all recognize that, we can move on.
They had to get him in the game. Because J.J. Redick would be hearing about it for the next two months.
It would have been a Big Five question for like 4 days.
Should they have played
Brony? Why isn't he playing them yet?
The next game he's guaranteed to play in, and I don't know if he'll play before then, but he's guaranteed to play in the game at Cleveland on the next road trip.
Why?
Because that's LeBron's home away from home. I mean, he grew up in Akron. He was Cleveland. He was with Cleveland when LeBron was born. I mean, when Bronny was born, he'll play in Cleveland.
All right.
It's a big homecoming for LeBron James.
Okay. I don't know why you're so upset with me.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Ah. LeBron James.
Yeah.
We can just keep saying that over and over if we want to.
What did Kevin Acey have? Anything that we need to know about the Padres?
Well,
before we go to break,
we'll go to break. We'll come back. Then we have our countdown, too. So.
All right. We'll do the Kevin Acey Padre update, let you in on what he's talking about or writing about, and our countdown. Have we decided on a topic yet for the countdown? I think so.
You've got to be kidding me.
Don't get this dude all wound up, Chris.
Are you joking? Tony looked at me like, uh-oh. I know where Scrady's going with that.
Yes, we have a
subject. All right, well, come back and find out if we came up with a topic or not on Gwen and Chris.
5 o'clock.
I'm just presenting, pretending that I didn't point at you.
Chris is just pointing at everything.
Trying to make it look like it was natural.
He pointed at me because
I
definitely thought it was Chris's turn, but it's not. It's mine's. Welcome back. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com. Good news for some fantasy folks out there. Jonathan Taylor returns after a 3-week hiatus.
Jonathan Taylor, the old running back for the Colts.
He does seem like he's an old running back because he hasn't played in the last 3 weeks, but we'll be back in the lineup, and I know that because he's on my team. So
he will be back. Jaden Daniels says he's feeling better, has a chance to play against the Bears.
The Bears.
Deebo Samuel feeling better. Status unclear, though, for Sunday night.
I mean, pneumonia is pretty serious.
Yeah, he had a bad case of pneumonia.
That's walking pneumonia is going around.
That's just fantastic.
Not good.
For kids. It's been a
good news for Brock Purdy here, though.
What?
Micah Parsons will miss the game Sunday night for the Cowboys.
That is good news. That is good news.
And we mentioned Tua has cleared concussion protocol. He will play against the Cardinals. And I've already read about 7 stories from people out there that say this absolutely positively should not be allowed to happen. So
it's a weird stance.
Yeah, there's a lot
it's
of
not
people.
Their body.
It's
people
not their
just
thing.
Like they like being nosy and like in other people's business all the time. I don't understand it.
I guess maybe you could come at it from the angle of I'm just trying to save himself.
He doesn't want your help. So
he said that
he doesn't want our help.
He's like, I don't care.
Let's all move on. If you
I mean, if you're concerned that he's going to get hurt in an NFL game, you should be concerned honestly about every player in the NFL getting hurt.
Right,
can't happen.
All right.
Before we get into the countdown, this Kevin Acey article, we can go through it as we go along the show, but there's one part I found pretty interesting.
What part was that?
It's about Luisa Rice.
Okay.
And they, you know, he's going into his last year of arbitration, so they're looking at paying him between...
Why are we wasting time on the worst player in baseball?
You know what, Chris, you're right. We should just be silent. That's more...
Luisa Rice, the worst player in baseball, according to...
In order to save some money this year, 2025, they could offer Luisa Rice a contract that pays him very little this year instead of going to arbitration or settling before arbitration. But that means that they would have to offer him a long-term deal.
Do you think he's likely to entertain it if they presented it the way you did? Like, we could offer you, you know, very little
this year, and then
we'll give you the extension on the back end.
I don't think he, with me saying that, no, I don't think so. Okay. But I know that AJ Preller probably has a better way of going about that. But it makes sense to me if you want to save some money.
It's too hard to figure any of this stuff out because we don't even know what position the Padres are going from. You know, last year it kind of got out that there is going to be, some money off the table in terms of spending. And we kind of were able to make guesses and do things based off of that. We're not even to the point yet where we know any whether the salaries will go up or go down, or will it stay the same? Where they want to keep the salaries the same? So we'll see. It's just so hard to figure it out right now. You know,
but there are plenty of options for the Padres. Plenty.
There's a plenty of options, but there's plenty of work too. There's a lot of free agents, a lot of, you know, coaches need to be addressed. So we'll see how it
all
goes.
In good time.
Yes, we got time.
So you're telling me that once the season is over, AJ just doesn't go on vacation or something?
He probably doesn't, but he should.
AJ?
Yeah.
I don't think he knows a whole lot about vacation.
All right, there's plenty more where this came from, so we'll keep going.
All right, let's get to traffic and the countdown then.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, countdown time. We haven't given the category yet. But every week we pick something to count down, and sometimes it's sports related, sometimes it's not. Today it's not sports related. Scraby came up with the idea, so why don't you announce it to everybody, Mr. Scraby?
It's the top five game shows we want to be on.
Top five game shows in the history of game show television that we would have liked to participated in
yes.
the show.
Doesn't matter if it's still on now, it's just that any point through time, if mm-hmm. a game show was on the air, you can choose it.
And we'd like to be on it.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Number five.
Should I just start?
You should start.
All right. My number five is something I play on my phone all the time. Family Feud. I have always wanted to play Family Feud.
Yeah.
In fact, I think us three.
Would you be the guy introducing your dad and your mom down the road there?
You know, I never thought about it, but yeah, sure. But I think us three, and then we could get one more person should try to do Family Feud.
You have
Feud
to be
together.
Related.
No, they don't do that all the time.
Well, they have Feud. Special ones where you don't.
But we're
most
family.
Of it's family.
We're
okay,
a family.
I see.
We're a family.
It'd have to be like radio.
Well, then let's have Adam. I want Adam on the show.
Okay, Adam would be good at that.
And Sammy Levitt.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Sam would
That's
be good,
That's our squad
too.
Right there.
That's our squad.
Who would be the final guesser, though?
The final guesser? You mean...
I think Adam probably would need to be at the end there.
Really?
I know. It sounds crazy, but I think this is his sweet spot right here.
Really? I got to tell you, I'm not good at the Feud. I play it once in a while.
Oh, Adam says he's in, by the way.
Adam's
wants
in.
To play.
I'm not good at the Feud.
You're not... You?
Not great at it.
Wow.
Great at the Feud.
Me and my wife dominate the Feud.
You dominate the Feud. Would you be our final two at the end, Fast Money?
Oh, yeah. I'd be
That's
definitely
what
one
I'm talking about.
Oh,
That's
oh,
what
yeah,
I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
the two
I,
are
that,
at the
me,
end?
I think me and Adam could handle that.
You and Adam for the Fast Money.
All right.
Well, call Steve Harvey and see if he can make it happen. I don't know.
I mean, I can lead with Tony's name, and then maybe they'll be like, hey, we need this to happen.
Like who?
No.
Good luck.
But, your name is exactly like your dad's name, so I'm sure they recognize it.
Nah.
I'm going to try to make this happen. What's up, Tony?
No.
What game show?
Press Your Luck.
You just want to say,
no whammy. I don't, just tell the guy, I don't even remember what you were supposed to do
really
in the
either,
game.
But the thing would go, beep, 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 and then you press the button,
right.
And it stops somewhere on the board. And if it stopped on a whammy, then some little cartoon character walked across your screen.
I thought it was a monkey. That's why I said that. But maybe it was the monkey, the cartoon character wasn't
the monkey. No, the whammy was like a...
The whammy was kind of just a gremlin.
It was like a monster of some type.
Yeah, it was a little gremlin.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be fun to say no whammy.
This guy, this little devil guy.
Yeah.
All right, part of mine is going to be a little bit of a trip down history lane for you guys.
Oh, God.
Sorry, you're going to enjoy it. But number five for me is The Gong Show.
Oh.
Did you ever see
The Gong Show?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah.
You'd come out, you'd do your act, and if it was any good, you'd make it through, and they would
get
score you. But if you stunk at your act, you get a big old gong. The Garv was one of the gongers one time, among other celebrity guests.
The Garv
was a gong. He hit the gong a couple times. Anyway, The Gong Show. An all-time classic, and if you have any kind of skill, I don't really know what act I would do, but I think it would have been kind of fun to be on The Gong Show. They didn't take anything seriously at all.
That is kind of fun.
It was a fun show, though.
All right. Number four. My number four is something I also play on my phone. I have a lot of phone games, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Get off your phone, man. Get out. Talk to people. Don't be this. You're falling into the new generation. Just on your phone all the time.
I don't like to be outside.
No, you shouldn't mingle.
Like,
talk to humans.
The COVID lockdown was maybe the best thing of my life.
You thrived in that time.
That is the environment that I thrive in.
He thrived. Everybody else struggling. Scraby is having a time
of his
life. I'm
walking down the street. Everybody else is not. Wheel of Fortune is going to be it.
Yeah, I wasn't
good at
this one.
I'm very good at
Wheel of Fortune.
You know what the game got taken from? The game of Hangman. Remember that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
You draw little blanks,
and then
you guessed a letter.
And if
it was not in there, you started drawing the Hangman.
So that's where it came from? Yeah.
That's where it came from. Sure.
Hangman.
That's the same game.
Hangman doesn't survive in 2024.
No, I don't think they could call it Hangman anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That poor stick figure, we're disparaging it.
Probably no good, yeah. Stick figures everywhere would take an exception to that.
All right, Tony, what's your number four?
Number four on my list is Double Dare. Nickelodeon show.
Don't know it.
Really?
I've heard of it, but I don't know it.
I don't know the music, but a lot of
Mark
slime was involved in it.
You get to go and pick that person's nose.
There was different. Yeah,
what?
There was a big nose. It's not an actual person's nose, but it was full of like gross stuff, and you'd have to go try to find the little flag.
The flag in there. Yeah. I always thought I would do well in Double Dare.
I think you would. You're an athlete. You need to be an athlete to do Double Dare.
Yeah, I like that was one of my favorites as a kid. So I'm going with Double Dare 4.
That's a great one. Chris?
All right, my number four is a show that I'm assuming you two have never heard of. But I think it would be fun to go on YouTube for both of you and try to find some episodes. I don't know if they exist. The show is called Sports Challenge. It was hosted by Dick Enberg in the 1970s. It ran for eight years. And they would take teams and pit them against other professional teams. For example, they would take three members of the Dodgers and put them against three members of the Yankees. And they would play trivia, and they would show videos, and then there would be an answer at the end of the video, and they would ring in. And the all-time record was held by Don Drysdale playing with his two Dodger teammates.
A rematch of the two teams involved in the longest football game ever played in the pro ranks. The Kansas City Chiefs, Len Dawson, Willie Lanier, and Otis Taylor are current champions.
There you go.
Meet the challenge of the Miami Dolphins, Larry Zonka, Jim Kick, and Paul Wolf.
The Miami Dolphins team was on there. Thank you.
It doesn't look like Dick Enberg either, but I don't know.
That was Dick Enberg. I mean, for sure. 1971 to 79. Watch a couple of... I mean, and at the very end, the winning team then, for charity, tried to guess the bonus contestant. And they would show hate when I can't think of a word.
Scrambled?
No, it was the contestant was standing there, but it was all black.
Okay.
And
silhouette?
A silhouette, thank you. They showed a silhouette of the bonus person, and then Dick Enberg would start reading clues as to who it was. And then they would try to finally guess it in 60 seconds. But it was always like Jackie Robinson, Willie Mays,
right.
You know, Kareem. I mean, it was the biggest athletes of the time were on this show.
That would never happen now.
No, you could never get any of them on there.
No shot.
They'd be like, can I do it by Zoom? No? Okay, I'm out.
Sports Challenge. Look it up.
All right. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Number three. I have always wanted to be on Supermarket Sweep. I love Supermarket Sweep.
That's a good one.
Leslie from Saturday Night Live hosts.
She does the new ones.
Talking about the old one with the guy. But I would love to just run down an aisle and put my hand out and then I would go for all the expensive stuff. Like,
yeah, but you got to be able to guess the prices of those joints.
Yeah, no, I guess I should say I'm talking about the end where you're running around and you have to get the biggest bill, because I know how to get a big bill in the grocery store.
That's another game my wife and I, she was really good at. I would have just been the partner listening to her the whole time.
I love when they run around and then they they like trip. The Supermarket Sweep is my
Supermarket
number three.
Sweep.
Love that.
Number three on mine, I used to, when it started, when I first time I think I saw it, I was in the minor leagues. And so all my wife and I used to talk about hopefully going to New York because we assumed that's where it was. We could hop in a cab and be on Cash
Cab. Oh, Cash Cab. Yes.
When he would always be like, hey, where you going? And then it would be like all the lights.
The first few times we went together, we would like look for that.
You tried to find him?
Tried to find him. Let's get in one of these cabs. It looks like one of the ones he had.
I can watch that show like over and over again.
Yeah. Love Cash Cab.
Very fun show. Very fun. Number three for me, I would always wanted to be an imposter on the game show To Tell the Truth. And again, this is an older show. But here's how To Tell the Truth worked. Three people walked out from behind the curtain and were on the set. And the host of the Tell the Truth would then read the bio of one person. And it was some crazy person who did really weird stuff. And one of the persons would actually be the guy. The other two would be imposters. Four celebrities would sit on the panel and ask them questions to try to sort out who the real person was. But I thought it would always be fun to be one of the fake guys on there.
I guess anytime you get to pretend to be someone else, I'm in.
I think it'd be fun.
It's not often that you look up at a TV screen in here and Judge Judy is rocking right now.
Judge Judy is on because it's on the same channel as the World Series.
I'm sure my dad is watching Judge Judy. He loves Judge Judy more than anything on earth.
Got Judge Judy on right now.
Number two.
I'll be quick. Tony's number four, Double Dare. Love Dare. I wanted to be on that show. So when we went to Orlando or Universal Studios in Orlando, we were going to go watch
the
show.
Nickelodeon set was.
Yeah, and I really wanted to see Double Dare. We didn't get to see Double Dare. We got to see some stupid game that never actually aired. But I always wanted to be on that. Tony, you're number two.
Number two.
Family Feud.
The Feud.
Family Feud is I don't care what kind of
survey
mood.
Sucks.
Yeah, survey says. Yeah. Good answer.
That's all you had to say. Everybody says the same thing.
Okay answer.
You guys, weren't around for the Richard Dawson version.
Oh, I've seen
it though.
He's quite the friendly human.
He was good at it though. Number two for me would be Card Sharks. It was said by Entertainment Weekly the greatest game show of all time. It was very simple. They put a card up on the board, and you had to go higher or lower.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to go down the row. Higher. Oh. Then you'd go back
so
to the beginning.
So simple, but so
stupid.
Good.
There was nothing to it. Here's a six. What are you going to go? Are you going to go higher or lower? It's a six. Well, there's more cards that are higher. There's no strategy to it at all.
Right.
But any Card Sharks.
That's a good one. I do remember watching that with my grandma all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if all of us had the same one. The Price is Right, baby. I want to be on The Price is Right so bad. I'm hoping some LA producer is listening to this and
would
be
you just jump up and down like a maniac coming down? Because that's what they're looking for.
I know. That's why I would never be on it because I'm not.
You wouldn't get on
much
it.
Of a. I know.
As the audience is coming in, they kind of ask you a few questions.
I know that.
They try to ferret out the people that are wacky, crazy people.
They want
and
wacky,
then they
crazy.
Call them. It's not a random call.
Yeah, no.
Jocelyn was on it.
Good for
nice, Jocelyn.
There's a documentary on Netflix about a guy who tried to... He was on Price is Right all the time, but he had everything memorized.
He was in the audience, and he used to yell out the price of every...
And he knew it.
And he knew the price of every... object
and they stopped
every
letting
item.
Him come in
and they finally stopped letting him come in.
No, man, you're costing us money.
He knew
get
everything.
Out of here.
Yeah so that there you go that's my number
you
one
you can
Price
watch that
right.
Document
it's good Tariq. It's good.
I have to look it up. Tony.
Gladiators.
Oh, American Gladiators.
Always thought
that
when it came
awesome.
Down to the end I could have got to that.
You could have made that. That looks pretty tough. I gotta tell you, that looks tough.
I mean, that's an athletic thing, so
I mean, the only problem was is those dudes were they were on the juice and they were coming.
Yes, they were. The ones where you had to dunk the ball.
Yeah,
those guys just take you
I'm
out.
Sure those dudes. I mean, there's a documentary. Those dudes, people were ended up with dislocated shoulders.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Goodness.
I always wanted to be on that though.
The documentary you're referring to, Scrape, is called Perfect Bid. The contestant who knew too much.
Yes,
and
there
it's
you
about
go.
This guy who knew every price on The Price is Right. My obvious number one is Jeopardy. It is a
Jeopardy.
Lifetime dream to be on Jeopardy and have Ken Jennings now say, you are the Jeopardy champion. I don't think I could win, but it would be fun if that ever happened. Love it. All right. There we go.
Is it me?
I think so.
Let's get to break. 4 o'clock hour, Chris versus the fans on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.